Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Rectorate of Bielefeld University, I would like to welcome you all at the 10th International Bielefeld Conference. I'm extremely delighted that once again numerous experts from all over the world have come together in order to discuss the newest developments in the field of scientific libraries. The 20 years of continuity of the Bielefeld Conference is fundamentally to the credit of our library directors, who have repeatedly taken on this demanding task from their predecessors and developed it even further. Therefore, my special thanks today go to our current library director, Dr. Höppner. As a matter of course, I would also like to extend a general thanks to all those who have contributed to organizing these conferences over the past 20 years, whether from cooperating companies, authorities, research funding organizations, or from other institutes and universities. Since 1992, the not only technical revolution of library services has been a central theme at the Bielefeld Conference. The revolution has proceeded parallel to the general progress in information technology, which has also changed scientific work on an unimaginable scale. These past 20 years represent maybe the most exciting and innovative era since libraries came into existence. Throughout this era, we have witnessed a change from a collection of books to a universal and worldwide linked information center with a vast range of media at its disposal. This change makes scientific work easier and yet more difficult at the same time. Easier because convenient access to material which was difficult to obtain or not at all accessible has become possible. More difficult simply because there is now the danger of being swamped by an avalanche of data material. This situation demands new strategies which, seen individually, might be quite different. 20 years of Bielefeld conferences represent 20 years of work focusing on such strategies and current developments in library science. This has included the presentation of new trends and the discussion about often very difficult issues. In their work, scientific libraries are always confronted with technical, scientific, legal, and also political issues and how they are linked. Gaining clarity about these has always been an exciting as well as a demanding task. Whoever came to the Bielefeld conferences was assured not only the chance to become informed about new developments for scientific libraries, but also have profound critical discussions on a very high level with colleagues from all over the world, with meaningful stimulus for the further development in this area. This has made Bielefeld conferences very attractive right from the beginning and has more than justified the major effort involved in organizing such events. In addition, the interest and high degree of commitment of our national and international cooperation partners, to mention only the Deutsche Forschungsgemeinschaft, the European Union, and various universities and many others, has always been gratifying for us here in Bielefeld. I would also like to place emphasis on the ambition of our library, the Library of Bielefeld University, not only to keep up with technical progress, but also to make important contributions of its own. Our library is well aware of the utmost importance of information infrastructure and information services as one precondition for excellent research, and therefore is pushing ahead many innovative projects in relevant fields of action. Examples of such fields are search engine technology, scholarly publishing, e-learning, bibliographic and full-text databases, as well as the development of digital collections and of research data management. For these projects, the library cooperates with national and international partners and receives funding from the Deutsche Forschungsgemeinschaft, the Federal Ministry of Education and Research, and the North Rhine-Westphalian Ministry of Science and Research. All these and many more innovative activities justify, in my opinion, Bielefeld as a location of top-class events such as the Bielefeld Conference. Around 1840, the former leader of the Prussian Patent Office retired early. His reasons were that everything had been invented and therefore his job would be superfluous. A layperson might feel somewhat similar when looking back at the developments of libraries over the last few decades. After these massive upheavals, is there for anything exceptional new left to discover? If we can indeed learn something from history, then it would be that it never ends, and this being especially true for the history of technology. It is exactly this insight which can be deduced from the ambitious theme of the Bielefeld Conference, shaping future infrastructures. The issue is nothing less than the future perspectives of high-tech information services for researchers and how you develop long-term strategies for dealing with the unfolding developments in a sustainable way. As has already been said time and again, the Bielefeld conferences have over the past 20 years produced important impulses for the further development of scientific libraries and their provision of information. I am certain that this will again be the case at this conference, and now I wish all of you many interesting new insights, fruitful discussions, and a pleasant stay here in Bielefeld. Thank you very much.